I've got to first of all say that our organisation, the Balsall Heath Forum, well, the area of Balsall Heath has a long track record.
Yes.
So I can't take credit for the stuff that's happened 30 years ago. But it's built up to the point now where we have a really empowered community. They really get involved with community issues. And my job is running the resident group meetings. So there's 10 across Balsall Heath. And what basically happens in these meetings is a lot of residents complain about a lot of things. So things that affect their day-to-day living. So what we've been doing in the past is we've been tapping into our the religious establishments to resolve some of the issues. So if, for instance, there's an issue with a communal garden, for instance, which happened at the start of the year, which was overgrown, a jungle, we asked the church and some of the mosques to get involved, and we done a social action project. That was followed by a meal in the street, so it's really trying to get people joined up, working together. And we find that they start asking each other questions and start having conversations. And I've overheard some of them asking, are we allowed to say this, or can we, you know, say this about your religion, asking questions about each other's religions. So those social action projects are really important, and we've done quite a bit with Riverside Church as well. One of the other things we do is hamper distribution. So we do Eid, Christmas and Ramadan. So that's, again, getting the mosque and the churches together. And we done one over Christmas. About 350 hampers went out. And we realized that more and more people were in desperate situation. They were ringing in, asking for these hamper packs. So we've decided to try and start a food bank in Balsall Heath. That's one of our projects. And the Near Neighbourhood Fund is really helping us to start up that food bank initiative. And then we have these communal meals. So similar to what you do, you have a meal at the end. And our theory is the community or the family that eats together will stay together. Again, this is really helped by the fund, which we got from the Near Neighbours. And this all that together, basically, was a lot of young people involved in all these projects. So a couple of weeks ago, we had a Dynamic Youth Awards, and about 300 plus residents turned up from the community. And those youngsters, and it was really great because those youngsters that sometimes don't get recognized from the churches and the mosques and other faiths were being recognized during this Dynamic Youth Awards. So it's really one of a really proud moment for me, actually, that we actually recognized, and they felt really pleased. And I think it was followed by another meal. So everybody was networking and talking and getting together. And the next one is on the 12th of June. We're doing a Balsall Heath Heart of Goals Award. So again, we're probably going to, obviously, we're inviting our partners, yourself and Makhdoom. And the idea is, again, that we get the faiths. But we don't have a faith team, but we somehow, we show that faiths are working together. So the message is getting out there, but we have a different title for the event. And I've started, we've been really bad at our social network skills at the forum. So we have started spreading the message of what we do. Not to boast about what we're doing, but hopefully to encourage others to copy what we're doing. So if you do get a chance, type in Balsall Heath Forum on YouTube, and you'll see some of those videos of us handing out the hampers. Most of this I am doing by myself at the moment. And we've just been accepted for another grant to employ someone to further help me with it. Was so this morning I got some good news. I can get someone within the Yemeni community to help me, and we're hoping to expand